So you have an idea. You think it's epic. You have the skills and the know-how to make it happen. So do you do it? Will it go viral? Will it be everything that you wanted? If you have been on the social media site, TikTok, the video creation app, you may have seen some dancing, a little bit of comedy. But have you seen the bloke from Newcastle who sends a remote control car down to his local service station to bring back chocolate? I'm dead serious. It was social distancing done to the nth degree. It's time to meet him. After some secret detective work, I found who this bloke was and decided it was time to find out a little bit more about what he's been doing.
Hi, I'm Ben, also known as Skinny Bowser.
Tell me when you joined TikTok.
3 months ago now. I did have previous accounts prior to that, but they were just sort of mucking around accounts. This one was the real deal.
What was it about TikTok that reeled you in a little bit in the world of social media that we live in at the moment?
It was basically that my content would be pushed to people. If it was good enough content, it would be pushed. It wouldn't be left to be found for other people, so I would have a chance of being seen.
So you were going in with a brain to want to reach the masses.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was the whole goal, was to try and unravel TikTok, make people happy, find something that I like to do with my skill sets.
So do you dance? Isn't that what TikTok's about?
Definitely not what TikTok's about anymore. Absolutely not. No, and I don't dance. Not on TikTok.
So what are your videos? Describe that for us.
So my videos I would describe primarily as adventure videos. I try to add wholesome content where I can to make people happy and smile. I get the biggest kick out of people saying that I've made their day.
So when I first watched your video, what I saw was a remote control car with a camera, and it was traveling from your place to your local servo, picking you up some tasty snacks and coming home again. Yes. Where did this idea come from?
I've always been into electronics, so I had the equipment lying around my house, and I thought this would just be a really good way to get food, I suppose. It was all pre-COVID, so once COVID hit, obviously the meaning of it all came rushing in, but basically it was for just fun. Basically, I had the parts around the house, and I thought this would make a great video. I can do this. I'm going to do it.
How did your servo respond when you first sent it down, or did you have a conversation first?
No, the first time I went down, I sent it down on its own and see what would happen. And he just did what it said. I knew the guy, and he knew it would have been me, because we'd spoken about similar things. But he wasn't pre-planned. I just sent it down, sent it in the door, and it just sort of worked out. All the other ones, though, I have spoken to them about previously. Before I go in there, I have a talk to them about it and find out how we can do it and what we can get. And then I go back home and then drive the car over.
Yeah, so it is a car. I was right when it's a car.
It's a remote control car, yes, that's right. It's an adapted vehicle, commercially available vehicle that I've completely stripped out and rebuilt.
And how far is it travelling from your place to the servo?
It would be about 300 metres, 250 metres. No, it's not very far. It's just out of range for a normal sort of video and remote control transmission. But with, again, commercially available parts, you can retrofit and you can do it.
It is crossing a road. It is crossing over a railway bridge as well. It's then driving through the driveway of the servo. Have you had close calls?
I've had a couple of close calls, yes. And unfortunately with TikTok, there's only 1 minute of footage that I can put on. So a lot of the stuff like checking the road gets cut out just for the sake of making a good video. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the mishaps also get cut out, like crashing into things and having to reverse and keep going, which happens all the time.
I feel like a whole blooper video is in the plan.
There are so many things that go wrong with these videos. What people see is the parts that go right. Yeah. The rest of it often goes wrong.
All right, so we've got the car, we've got the camera which we're filming. How are you using that camera to also see where you're going?
Yeah, I use the camera to see where I'm going. And it's positioned very similar to the camera that records. Mm-hmm. So it's just got a wider field of view, so I can actually see left and right, up and down the street a little bit.
Then you've got a Tupperware container, usually some cash. And what do you often say on your instructions? What sort of things are you asking them to do for you?
I just keep it as vague as I can. So ice cream, chocolate, or I've written surprise me before. because really the best part of the content is about what the people do with the instructions. So chocolate, them choosing the chocolate, the remote control car using its wheels to decide which chocolate.
Yes, to point left or right.
That's where I found after the first few videos that the sort of the magic of the videos is that interaction of robot and human. So that's why I leave it open.
even though they know there's a human on the other end, there's still that suspension of belief for a second, right?
That's exactly right. It is literally like they're talking to a robot, and that's what the audience sees. They see a robot going there and picking out chocolates and then coming back.
In just a few months, you have 262,500 followers on TikTok. Your first video got 4.2 million followers on this account. Your most has had 5.9 million followers. Are you surprised by that?
I am. I guess I'm kind of, I'm flattered by it very much that it's come that large, but I do want to take it a lot bigger than that. That's a small portion of the world. I'd like to show everyone what I'm doing with this.
What are people saying? What do they love about it?
Mostly people are curious about how it's possible. Essentially, the whole setup is something that's unlikely to be able to happen, but it happens. It's essentially a magic trick without telling people it's a magic trick. Mm. It's showing people that I suppose you can do this stuff remotely. So their main query is how. Most people just want to know how. They want to know, of course, the human nature things like, has someone stolen it before? Do people try and take the money? Mm. I'll get a lot of questions about that type of stuff.
Have they?
No one's tried to steal anything. Everyone, I'd like to think most people are good. I have driven it through some dodgy people that just look at it, but I think they're more confused and they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Given a second chance, if I drove it back past some of those people, maybe not. might not be so lucky. But I think the initial reaction is what's going on, not I'm going to steal the treats.
Yeah, they don't even know what they've seen to start with.
That's right.
You mentioned that you want to take it further, that you want to do more, that this is just a drop in the ocean.
Yes.
Are you able to tell us your plans or are we keeping it secret?
I have what I think is going to be a rather large idea coming up, which I can't really say right now. It's got something to do with traffic lights.
Okay.
Basically, what I want to address with this channel is all types of, not problems, but type of things people can do, like shopping, you know, using traffic lights, using toys, and then using electronics and technology to make them do things that they weren't supposed to do, that they weren't intended to do, but is actually functional for people to live.
Because in your remote control car videos, there was a video where you dropped a plant via drone to your nan's house. Is that like testing something? Can we see anything in that might give it away?
I have the problem with drone videos. I've got a heap of ideas for drones, but the air rules aren't very allowing. Basically, I can't fly it where I want to fly it. Can't fly it over people, property, that type of thing. So that video that I've done with the drone video follows all of the aviation rules, flying it over the railway, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm limited to what I can do with that until some rules are changed or I can come up with some ideas that are kosher to that. Although I would like to pick up the remote control car and fly it somewhere and then drive it, but I need to do a little bit more work on the electronics.
I know this is only like part of your life. As you said, you've got a business that's going really busy at the moment. How are you fitting it all in?
I've been saying to my administration staff that I really want to start putting one day a week permanently into doing TikTok videos if it keeps going the way it's going.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of winding my business into gear so that I can do that, so I can put more time into it, but I'm not really, I'm busy non-stop.
So we may not see you doing the WAP dance anytime soon, but we will see some good content coming up.
I don't even know what that is. And I read about that on Facebook today, and I'm like, what is this dance? Because I don't see any of that in my TikTok. TikTok works great in my For You page. I only see the stuff that I think should be on TikTok. So, dances are not for me.
That is Ben, a.k.a. Skinny Bowser. He has been doing some really cool things with electric remote control cars.